Controversy surrounding Sammy Wilson this morning. The prominent DUP MP has been filmed appearing to agree with the comment, "Get the ethnics out." Mr. Wilson was taking part in a BBC Spotlight programme when he had a conversation with a man out of the earshot of the reporter, BBC Spotlight's Conor Spackman.
Last month, I was filming with Sammy Wilson for tonight's BBC Spotlight on the EU referendum. Mr. Wilson had a conversation with a man out of my earshot. This is part of that conversation.
They're doing a programme, BBC, about should we stay in the European Union or get out of it. Uh-huh. So I'm going around talking to people and then they're going to do an interview with me, you know. So
say get out of it.
Aye. Well, do you know something?
Between you and me, get the ethics out too.
And you're absolutely right, you know.
Spotlight wrote to Mr. Wilson asking him why he appeared to agree with the man's comment, get the ethnics out too. In response, Mr. Wilson asked whether the BBC was, and I quote, having a laugh. He added, I am not prepared to spend any more time being interviewed, giving you explanations, or responding to what anyone would regard as a disgraceful request to facilitate your biased political slant to this programme.
Jerome Mullen from the Polish Council is here. Good morning to you, Jerome.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction to this? The DUP, the biggest party in Northern Ireland, one of their most senior politicians, appeared to want ethnics out of Northern Ireland.
It's very upsetting, Stephen, and very disappointing that a senior figure, as you have just said, of the largest party in Northern Ireland would be making such racist comments, really. He didn't make the comments, but he agreed with the racist comments that clearly were made by the gentleman that he was speaking to.
You know, the DUP have had an opportunity to respond to this. There is no statement from the DUP as of yet. There's no statement from Arlene Foster, the leader of the DUP, as of yet, distancing herself from these comments. Now, maybe that will come during the course of this programme. But as we stand this morning, 7 minutes past nine, we don't know the official DUP's position on whether they agree with Sammy Wilson as to whether they think ethnics should be out of Northern Ireland too, because there's no statement through.
Yes, well, I hope that those statements do indeed come from the leader of the DUP later, or maybe from other senior DUP party figures. You know, it should be made clear and pointed out, Stephen, that and maybe Sammy Wilson doesn't even know that or is not aware, but we are dependent upon a great many skills that the ethnic minority, and particularly the community that I represent, the Polish community, have been providing to Northern Ireland for many, many years. And we couldn't survive in many of the businesses here in Northern Ireland without those skills. And I don't think he's aware of that. And I could point out those skills, you know, to you this morning. If Sammy Wilson came on the phone, I certainly could have that conversation with him.
Sinn Féin are demanding an apology through Daithí Mackay. We'll hear from him very shortly. The Ulster Unionist Party leader, Mike Nesbitt, has responded to The Nolan Show about this, during which he has called Sammy Wilson's comments stomach-churning. Let's hear what Mr. Nesbitt had to say.
Well, I think sometimes people ask me what's the difference between the Ulster Unionists and the DUP, and I talk about the DUP being isolationists and little Northern Irelanders. Having listened to that clip, I don't think anybody needs to ask me how do I justify that assertion anymore. And I would encourage the ethnic population of East Antrim to visit and to contact Sammy Wilson. And although he's not standing on the 5th of May, people will have an opportunity to give their view on what Sammy Wilson has been caught on the recorder as saying with regard to our ethnic minority.
But what's your gut reaction to those words? Get the ethnics out, said one man. Sammy Wilson, you're absolutely right.
I find it, frankly, stomach-churning to think that we have such little compassion for fellow human beings that we would come out of the mouth of a senior politician would be such a uncaring, dismissive attitude to human beings, many of whom are here not because they want to be, but because they need somebody to help them. Help them maybe even short term. Maybe they want to go back to where they did come from. Maybe they want to do that eventually. But in the meantime, they need help. And others want to settle here because it is a great country, despite people like Sammy Wilson. and it's a country I want people to be proud to be born in, proud to live in, proud to want to come and visit, proud to want to settle in. And I want to just disassociate myself 100% from the comments of Sammy Wilson.
Well, Magnus, but thank you. We'll get your comments this morning, 030 30 80 55 55. When we contacted Sammy Wilson this morning, it was by text from our production team. He responded by saying, I would be happy to respond to that piece, which even by BBC standards must rank as one of the most selective pieces of reporting I have seen. Unfortunately, I'm on a plane, he says, so not available. 030 30 80 55 55. Jerome Mullen, what impact does this have on members on your community?
Well, it's very demoralising, you know, and making them feel that they are not wanted, that they're not respected and are not valued in this country. I know that they are valued in this country. So, I mean, I don't believe that Sammy Wilson's comments in any way represents the vast majority of the people of Northern Ireland. In fact, I would say he's in a very small minority. But nevertheless, I think these comments are dangerous because we have had incidents of attacks on Polish families in the past. In fact, in last year, three in the 1 week. And this is the sort of thing that can these words can bring about maybe attacks in the future. And I am always worried when I hear loose comments like this being broadcast by somebody.
Sammy Wilson didn't make the comments, but we heard what he thought about the comments. So he didn't say it. It was a member of the public that said it, but he agreed with them.
Exactly. And that is maybe even worse in a sense, that he is agreeing with anybody that comes out with such comments. I mean, I would remind him that, in fact, actually, the Assembly have published only in the last few months the racial equality strategy. Does he not believe in that? Does he not agree with that particular strategy that has been brought forward to try to improve relations between the immigrant communities and the people of Northern Ireland? So it is really very, very disappointing. I couldn't agree more with the comments of Mike Nesbitt, as stomach-churning in terms of the comments that he made.
It'll be interesting to hear this morning from you, if you're part of the ethnic community in Northern Ireland, how you feel about this today. Malachy O'Doherty, the commentator with us this morning.
Good morning,
morning to you, Malachy. Still no reply from the DUP as a political party. Can you imagine if this was said anywhere else in the UK? Can you imagine if a prominent politician elsewhere in the UK were to agree with a member of the public that ethnics should be out of the country? Can you imagine the reaction?
Well, the reaction would be instantaneous, and there's no doubt that somebody, you know, a senior member of the Conservative Party would be summoned to Downing Street and would be gone by lunchtime. I mean, I think that is how things work there. To be fair to Sammy, and I mean, it's hard to be fair to Sammy sometimes, but he is saying now that he has an answer to this and that he's not in a position to give it because he's on a plane and we will hear it. But, I mean, he has... I suppose one could feasibly, at a stretch, assume or imagine that Sammy had misheard what had been said to him.
But he had a chance to respond to it. BBC Spotlight approached him. BBC Spotlight approached him about his comments. Yeah. He had a chance to distance himself. He had a chance to say, I'm sorry, I misheard it. He didn't. He had a go at the BBC instead.
Right.
The DUP as a political party this morning have had a chance to say, whoa, yeah, we need to speak to Sammy, or whoa, we support the ethnic community. There is silence. Silence from the DUP this morning.
They've completely botched it. He completely botched it because he's got this reflexive attitude to journalists, this reflexive contempt, and the party has botched it by not stepping in quickly to clarify that they do stand by a racial equality strategy. But I do not actually believe that Sammy Wilson believes that we should, quote, send the ethnics back. I mean, what does that line even mean? Does it mean every Filipino nurse, every African-born doctor, every Indian-born doctor, every person born in a foreign country who lives in Northern Ireland, does it mean they should all be sent back? Do you believe Sammy thinks that? I don't believe Sammy thinks that. I mean, I do think that he is a mischievous man, he's a witty man, and you will have found in terms of interacting with him personally that he's a fairly... I'll tell you a story about Sammy, the very first time I met him. And it was over in the, when he was living in the Lower Newton Arch Road. And it was at the time when he was being very, very trenchant in the media against Sinn Féin councillors. And his, he was a big councillor in the city council.
Mervyn in Hollywood. Morning to you, Mervyn.
Stephen.
Good morning, Mervyn. Patsy McLone, I see, MLA, reacting to this on Twitter, saying Sammy Wilson must immediately clarify his position about other human beings. Go ahead, Mervyn.
Sorry, Stephen, I don't agree with Sammy. I hope and pray it's a slip of the tongue and it's not intentional.
He was given an opportunity to clarify his remarks and he attacked the BBC.
Well, OK, yes, that's what he did. But at the end of the day, he said about, let's hope and say that it's not intentional, it was wrong, but... I have a strange feeling that a lot of people today will listen to Stephen Nolan and listen to what's going on, and you know what? They could be privately agreeing with Sammy Wilson.
Privately agree? Are you for real?
You better believe it. I tell
privately
you
that, agreeing that ethnics should not be in this country. As Maliki said, you don't want any Filipino nurses in this country.
I didn't say that, Stephen. I'm saying to you that I predict that I suggest that people are sitting about their homes at their breakfast, a cup of tea, or even in work, listening to Stephen Nolan said, you know, like the way things are at the minute with the health service, somebody's not that far wrong.
Well,
I'm not agreeing with that. I'm just saying, as a point of view, that I suspect a lot of people would be saying Sammy is not far wrong.
Rena Lisburn, morning, Rena.
Hello, Stephen.
You're from an ethnic group, are you?
Yes, I am from Israel, and I find it very hypocrite because people coming online and they're saying on the show, live on show, and they're supporting ethnic groups and all, but for me, it was pick and choose. For Israeli, there isn't really that support. It's what suits some groups they would support, and what it doesn't suit them politically, then we had to suffer. Me, my children, we had to leave our house in the middle of a group that didn't want Israeli. So what about our ethnic group? Is it going to be included in this support? Or, again, another hypocrisy and using politics against Sammy or whatever group he is presenting?
So what's your reaction to what Sammy Wilson has said, Rena?
Well, I feel that everybody has the right to say what they feel, even if they are politicians or in government, as long as they are not saying, go attack them, go hate them. He has the right to say he wants his land to be for him. And in a way also, I can see that there is a huge number and there should be some control. People who want to live here have to integrate and be part of the community. Or he has the right to say as well, to react to this, in my opinion. He has a whole right to react to what is happening at the minute.
Rena, thank you. The Justice Minister, David Ford, sitting in front of us this morning. I know, David, you're in here for a wider interview in your position as party leader. But your reaction to this breaking story this morning?
I think it's horrific that those comments were made. I think it's horrific that there's been no apology, no retraction, either from Sammy Wilson or from the DUP. That's the kind of remark which feeds some of those who carry out hate crimes. That's the kind of remark that should never be made by a responsible politician. I can't imagine any circumstances in which any member of the Alliance Party would say anything anywhere near that. But I can tell you, if they did, they'd be in front of the Chief Whip within hours. Their membership would be suspended and they would be facing full disciplinary action, because that's the only way in which people should be conducting themselves in public life.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that this is a test of Arlene Foster's leadership?
Sadly, it's all too easy to see whether or not, I mean, to take up what Maliki just said, whether or not that's exactly what Sammy meant. Sadly, there are all too many politicians who will go along with that kind of remark when they get racists speaking to them, who will not stand up to it, who will not oppose it. And if we're to build a truly united community, recognising the diversity of society, then people need to stand up to that petty bigotry on every available occasion.
So what does the DUP need to do?
The DUP should be, frankly, disciplining Sammy if his attitude to it is to talk about the BBC having a joke. Well, it's not a joke for people who've had bricks through their windows. It's not a joke for people who've had graffiti scrawled on their houses. It's not a joke for people who have their children called names in the street. And that's the reality of what life is like in parts of the society.
Let me take one more call on this and then we'll speak to you, David, in a wider ranging interview. Jim Wilson. Morning, Jim. Thanks for calling
us. Morning, Stephen. Yes, no problem. No, Stephen, I'm feeling a bit sort of that Sammy needs to be given a chance to explain what's happening. I know that I work with, I think, minorities in the communities that in East Belfast here, and I've went to people's houses who have been attacked by people with no brains at all here attacking ethnic communities. But what I think in this case here, I think that Sammy needs to be given a chance to explain himself. He's on an aeroplane. He probably would have been on your programme this morning.
He has been given a chance. But
Sammy, let me
hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
No, well, let me finish. I came on to try to give an explanation, not for Sammy Wilson, but for an explanation. I know that in my life, someone has accosted me and said something to me, and I have probably agreed with them, not even thinking, and my mind was somewhere else and agreeing with them, and going away after a conversation and say, hold on a minute, that's not what I think, and that's not where I am, and that's not what I believe. So I believe that Sammy needs to be given a chance. And you're saying that there was a response from a letter. And it's different when someone hears what's been said, because the context and what it was said may not be the way Sammy had said it. And he may well have been thinking of clearly something like that. But it's not for me to make an excuse for Sammy Wilson. But as a normal person and a human being, I know Sammy Wilson. I've worked with him over the years when he was a councillor, and I know the work that he does. So I think he needs to be given a wee bit more of a chance. He's on an aeroplane. He can't respond to all these things. And see these flippant remarks from the Alliance and the Ulster Unionist Party. I sometimes take these as shots coming up the NLX, and I believe that their comments, you know, sometimes people need to be realistic about what's happening here. Sammy Wilson's made a mistake in what he said. There's no question about that. And I think Sammy Wilson will be one of the first ones to admit that. But the thing about it is, and let's not cascade them all until we find out what the whole context of the thing was.
I hear you. But right. Here's what some people might say in response to that. The DUP is an incredibly politically astute party. They know if they want to get a message out, they know how to get it out quickly. They are aware of this story as a political party. They've been aware of this story before this programme came on air. There is no comment from the DUP so far. In terms of Sammy Wilson, I'll tell you what, when BBC Spotlight contact you, you know that you've got to think about your response. He did not distance himself from the comments. Instead, he attacked the BBC.
Stephen, have you made mistakes in your life in saying things that sometimes afterwards you've regretted and you've said to yourself?
There's no indication. There's no indication from Sammy Wilson that he's regretted anything.
Well, the point about that is he needs to be given time to respond because, as I said, he's on an herb. And
he has responded to both Spotlights and the Nolan Show.
Program to deal with stuff.
He has responded to the Nolan Show. He's responded this morning to the Nolan Show.
Yes. And has he been able to say and answer the questions that's being put to him by Mike Nesbitt and the Justice Minister and yourself and other people? No, he hasn't. And he probably responded.
What do you think of the comments?
Pardon?
What do you think? I will listen to this. I need to move on.
I think it's scandalous. All right. I think it's ridiculous and scandalous that you would make a comment like that. But in hindsight, and you have to take it into account, this is someone approaching him and saying something to him and a conversation bang, and all of a sudden he more or less agrees with. And sometimes you agree with someone and with your mind being somewhere else, Stephen, and I've done it, and I've said to myself about racism, about stuff like that, when people have said things to me, hold on,
all right.
That's not my view.
Jim, thank you very much. We're going to take your calls later on in this. We'll come back to these comments later. Just to remind you what we're asking you to phone about today, here's what was recorded.
They're doing a programme BBC about should we stay in the European Union or get out of it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going around talking to people and then they're going to do an interview with me, you know. So
say get out of it.
Aye. Well, you know something?
Between you and me, get the ethics out too.
And you're absolutely right, you know.
03030 80 55 55. We will get back to the DUP again as a political party. We will ring them right now and we will ask them what their party position is on a very senior member of the DUP saying that.